Why risk slowing down your business? Office Depot can help with office supplies, furniture, and the latest technology. Office Depot, taking care of business. Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. America's once proud public school system, the great equalizer of our democratic society, is failing an entire generation of students. Millions of high school students are donning their caps and gowns this month, but a new Education Week report reveals that more than 1.2 million students will fail to graduate high school this year. Half of our black and Hispanic male students are dropping out of public high schools. Nowhere is the news for our young people worse than in Detroit, Michigan. Detroit's economy has been devastated by so-called free trade policies and awful management decisions. Tens of thousands of jobs have disappeared, and too many mothers and fathers have never attended a parent-teacher conference. Detroit's community is in pain, and the city's future is uncertain. And despite the best efforts of local and state leaders, hope is in short supply. The Education Week report shows Detroit's public high schools will graduate only 25% of their students. Cleveland, Ohio, and Baltimore, Maryland will graduate fewer than 35%. Dallas, Texas, New York, and Los Angeles, about 45%. In fact, 10 of our nation's biggest cities will graduate fewer than half their students. This is nothing less than a national crisis. The Alliance for Excellent Education estimates that each high school dropout earns about $260,000 less than a high school graduate over his or her lifetime. The Alliance also reports dropouts not only earn less money, but also drain state and federal budgets through their dependence on social and welfare programs. Those students who drop out make up nearly half the heads of households on welfare, and they constitute almost half of our prison population as well. The cost to our society is simply overwhelming. But even our students who are graduating are often not receiving the education they deserve. In low-income schools, students have less than a 50% chance of being taught by a mathematics or science teacher who holds a degree in the subject he or she is teaching. That according to the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics. This explains, at least in part, why fewer than a third of our fourth grade and eighth grade students perform at or above a proficient level in math, and why American 15-year-olds fall below the international average in mathematics literacy and problem-solving in the Program for International Student Assessment. A recent Business Higher Education Forum report highlights the dire need for mathematics and science teachers at the middle school and high school levels. The report projects a national shortfall of more than 280,000 math and science teachers by 2015. The group recommends creating a comprehensive package of incentives, including scholarships, signing bonuses, and differential pay, to attract those desperately needed teachers. But solutions to our national crisis are meager and untested, and the public school students we're failing diminish America's future. George W. Bush is searching for a legacy, and I know where he can find it. Head to Detroit right now, Mr. President, and assert real leadership. Bring to bear every resource of this nation to urgently restore our nation's public schools to excellence and success. You could not achieve a greater legacy. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with the next podcast. If you have a question or a comment about my thoughts, please feel free to email me at lou@loudobbsradio.com.